At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
To talk about Carson Schwetzinger, another great performance. Some good stuff from the Browns, but ultimately their ninth loss of the season. We head out to the fan hotline and welcome on Browns analyst Nathan Zagura. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you guys. How you doing?
We're doing really well here. I guess we'll start there. Carson Schwetzinger, how good at football is he?
He's quite good at football. Three straight games with double-digit tackles. You know, he's done it all, sacks, interceptions. He's everywhere on the field. He's, you know, been able to stand up Derrick Henry in the hole. He's been able to sniff out a screen, shake off Trent Williams, and tackle Christian McCaffrey in space. So you talk about a guy that understands the game. He has played probably the most difficult, I would say, schedule for a rookie Mike linebacker, quite possibly in the league. Like, I don't think that you could put, maybe if we got a McVay game in there as well, but you're talking about Kyle Shanahan, you're talking about the Ravens with Lamar, you're talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers and an Arthur Smith offense that has a lot of motions and multiple looks, the Dolphins, the Vikings. I mean, you're getting the motion-heavy, difficult eye candy to try to test you, tease you, get you out of space, you know, those types of offenses and schemes, and he's done an unbelievable job week in and week out. He will be the defensive rookie of the year. I think that it's pretty much, at this point, not a foregone conclusion, but he's got to stay healthy, but he's on that kind of a path, and he's been sensational. Boy, did we need it more than we even knew we needed it at the time we drafted him. You know, JOK out. Jordan Hicks is still probably going to be your starting Mike linebacker, and then, you know, comes the training camp and says, you know what, I'm done, and he retires, which caught everybody by surprise, and it's turned out in some ways to be a blessing because Schwetzinger was clearly ready to do this. And the fact that he only started 1 year at UCLA makes it all the more incredible.
Nathan, you wondered aloud during the broadcast as I was listening about whether or not just an average special teams play, where would this team be if they could just get average special teams play? So where do you think they would be if you had even average or slightly above average special teams play?
I think they would probably be either tied for first in the AFC North or a game out. You know, you could look at the Cincinnati game, certainly. You could look at the game against the 49ers this week. You know, you give up 66-yard punt return, short field touchdown. Yeah, obviously, you have the punt that leads to another touchdown, and then you have the play where Malachi Quarley catches it and steps out at the 6. That's a 34-yard net difference when the ball should have been at the 40. That changes everything kind of there, leads to another short field for the 49ers in points. So, yeah, I think that it would be a team that probably wins a couple more games. And right now, whether you say they get all the way to 6-6 or, you know, let's say they just win two of them and you're 5-7, you're a game out of first place. A game out. So, yeah, I think that this team would look a lot different if they just had, you know, average special teams this year. And unfortunately, that's been a real Achilles heel that has not been cleaned up. You know, the Jets game, I think you win that one for sure. You get 14 points on back-to-back kicks. You know, you can go to the Detroit game or very much in that game before that punt return touchdown kind of broke things open. So, yeah, special teams has been, I think, it's been unfortunately a very big problem for the Cleveland Browns this year. And for a team that, you know, isn't offensively as explosive as others, it's critically important. We kind of said all along the formula is to play great defense. Check, boom, check. You've done that. This defense is playing at a Super Bowl level. I mean, you look at this one was Christian McCaffrey's lowest yards per touch on the season by 33%. Every other game where he had 24 touches or more, he was well over 100 in total yards, and usually he had games over 200 total yards. He had a game, 170 and multiple touchdowns. The Browns shut him down, and then special teams kind of rears its ugly head. So that was the formula. Play great defense. You've done that. It was to hit some explosives on offense, be a good running team. That's been not quite where you needed it. And then special teams, he had to be, average, just kind of net neutral or to positive. And you certainly have, unfortunately, it's been a net negative and significantly so to the detriment of where you stand at this point in the season with all else being equal.
Nathan, Shador had a pretty strong first half. We didn't see a lot there in the second half with some of the changes that were made, but how do you think Shador graded out in his second NFL start?
Yeah, I really liked the first half, and I liked the scheme. It was kind of get him moving, get quick to find throws. So they ran that same play that they ran his first play against Baltimore both times. They ran to the right, to the left, was able to get some nice throws there. I liked incorporating Quinshon Judkins back in the pass game. He hadn't had a catch in two straight games and four of the last six, and he showed what he can do. Get your playmakers in space. So I thought he made some really nice throws. Obviously, the ball to Harold Fannin and that kind of route combination. Judy runs the clear out. Fannin runs kind of an out and up behind it in that void in the zone. He did a great job climbing the pocket, throwing that one. I thought he only took really one bad sack, which was the one where he went back 19 yards. I do think that, when it's a clear, defined one read or scheme play where the ball is supposed to go here or it's a read this one defender and boom, put it there, I thought he operated really well. I thought on some of the kind of more natural progression ones, I thought that he didn't necessarily get through it as quickly as he needed to. And sometimes his feet were such that when he did see it, his feet weren't in position to make a throw. So I think his footwork is something that still needs to be worked on. But overall, I like it. I think that, kind of what happened at the end of the first half, you let him get that field goal, that hurt a little bit of the momentum. And coming off of that, 9-10 play, 90-yard drive where he went nine straight runs, and then the pass was the touchdown to Fannin, and that was so good. And you just kind of lost your way a little bit there. You ran 12 plays, I believe, in the third quarter for like 20 yards. And so we've had those lulls in both of his starts. We got to figure out a way not to have those lulls in third down. That's money down in the NFL. And you could really look at this game and say, special teams, that was the big problem. And then defensively, you played a great game. But on third down, they were 11 of 17. They were 10 of 15 when it still kind of was a game of consequence. And, that's outrageous. That's double the season average coming in. The Browns had only allowed 33% conversions. In fact, they only allowed 50 third down conversions on about 150 tries. They allowed 10, and then by the end of the game, 11 in this game to the Niners, and that's why the Niners won this game.
Shador, after the game, I thought was interesting because he kind of admitted the idea that when he went for Judy deep and missed him, that it was different. The wind was different. It just kind of felt different than what he had anticipated or expected, and maybe he just has to learn in the future to just keep taking chances, to keep basically taking shots and opportunities. Obviously, later in the game, he still did that with the fan in play, but do you feel like the wind was, it's 40-mile-per-hour winds. It had to have played a factor in Shador's mind there, Nathan.
Yeah, and I think that maybe he thought the wind was going to knock the first one down, and it sailed, and so he just kind of overshot it there, and that's one I'm sure he would want back. Then he had the one to fan, and I thought what was interesting about the one to fan it is he just put that on him. And, sometimes they say when you got a receiver who's that open, don't overthrow him. As long as you throw it to him, you're going to catch him. If you throw it short, chances are when they're that clear of a defender, you're going to get a PI. So I think that's something he'll learn as a quarterback, and certainly you saw it on the one to Fannin. He just put it on him, and then Fannin, bullied his way into the end zone because that guy cannot be tackled by one or two players, it seems, which was fun to see. He took another shot down to Isaiah Bond, and I thought that was one where if his feet were a little better, he probably throws that ball 3 or 4 seconds earlier. Instead, he kind of throws it on the run, and it was one where, unfortunately, it just didn't come out of his hand right, and so that ball just kind of fluttered in the air, hung in the air, because Bond was, again, as he is every game, he gets at least one or two every game where he's clear of the defense for a big play, but Shador just wasn't able to get it to him.
Nathan, obviously Jerry Jeudy's had an interesting couple weeks, and in this game we get Jerry Jeudy and Shador on the sidelines. What's your read on that specific situation from this game?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I just think you got guys that are competitors and guys who want to have success. And I think, you know, wide receivers certainly are players who often, you know, feel like they're open. They want the ball. They want to be making plays. I think Jerry Jeudy knows he's not having a season that's up to his, you know, standards, certainly not the Pro Bowl season that he had the year before. And so I think there's a lot of frustration there. I think there's a lot of frustration for Jerry Jeudy. I'm sure Shador, you know, they're not on the same page. They haven't gotten a lot of chances to really work together part of the last couple of weeks. And I think they want to get on the same page. And you got guys who are not seeing it the same. And I think that is part of, you know, Jerry's played a long time in this league. Shador has played two games, and so he's not going to see it, you know, at that level yet. And so I think they're just trying to get on the same page, and those are competitors being animated. And I think everybody just wants this offense to be clicking and be productive.
Another animated moment, Shelby Harris going off on Juwan Jennings after talking to people and trying to figure out exactly what happened in there. What was your takeaway?
I just said what was communicated to me is that Juwan Jennings crossed the line that you don't cross on the field in terms of the content of what he decided to talk about there. And, you know, Shelby Harris didn't mince any words after that. And I thought it was good. I like that the way they stood up for their teammates. You know, when we were in the booth, we obviously didn't know exactly what was going on. We just could tell that people were pissed. And at first I thought it was, oh, maybe it was a dirty hit that got Malik, and you watch the replay and said, oh, well, that's not it. Juwan Jennings not involved in the injury in any way. And Malik had been a 49er, so they were teammates. So I was kind of at a loss. And then, yeah, just kind of the way it was laid out to me is that, you know, there's certain things players don't mind being talked about, and there are certain things players do mind being talked about. And he went into that latter category.
Nathan, Malik Collins, you mentioned it, out for the season with his quad injury. What do you see as the impact of losing Malik for the final five games of this season?
Like, it's big. I mean, Malik Collins was, you know, going into that game, had more sacks than any other defensive tackle in the National Football League, had the best pressure rate of every interior defensive lineman. I thought, you know, what he was doing was he was getting his numbers, but he was also a big part of what Miles was getting, and he and Mason Graham had really become such a formidable duo in the middle. So I think losing him for the season is a big loss. It's also an opportunity for Mike Hall. And Mike Hall has shown real flashes since coming back from his injury, working his way back. He's got a sack and a half in the last three games. You know, we're going to need more. He's going to get a lot more opportunities, and you're going to be looking at kind of the interior of the future, right? Mike Hall, second-round pick last year, Mason Graham, first-round pick this year, your first two picks in the last draft, defensive tackles, you're going to see those guys side by side. So it's a big opportunity for Mike Hall. Mason Graham, I think, is going to continue to step up, and he's played well, even though he's the guy that, you know, gets the assist to the assist. It doesn't show up necessarily, but he's in the backfield a lot right now, playing very well. He's just not the one getting the quarterback down.
Did you agree with Stefanski's decision to not only go for it in fourth and one, but then also to use Fannin the way that he did to try to execute that?
I think it's one of those, if it worked out, you would have thought it was fine. It didn't work out. To me, it wasn't the decision to go for it on fourth down or to even use Fannin. It was more, it felt rushed and hurried. And I think maybe, you know, a timeout at that moment would have been a good call. Now, I understand you want to save your timeouts. You felt like you were going to need them later, but that ended up being a massive play. Had it worked out, had Darryl Fannin taken the snap and gotten the sneak, it would have been fine. So it's a little outcome biased, and the fact that it didn't work to me, maybe I just would have wanted a smoother operation before a play that was that critical.
Nathan, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Nathan Zagura there, Browns analyst on the Fan Hotline.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.